Hello and welcome along to G'day GAA, brought to you in association with O'Neill's International Sportswear, the choice of champions. Please visit at O'Neill Sportswear AU on Facebook and Instagram. Well, we're delighted to be back here 2024 with John Heenahan even coming to us from Waterford. Welcome along, Eagles.
Thanks, Liam. Good to be back.
And Sean O'Leary, after dropping 9 kilos, he's at an all-time low, 91 kilos total, coming to us live from Bentley East in Melbourne, Victoria. Johnny, welcome along.
Thanks, Liam. Great to be back. Great to see you all again.
Yeah, look, we didn't know if we were going to come back this year, but the outcry from the listeners, lots of people reaching out, is it coming back? We need you back. And Shawnee as well was very keen, but not as keen as myself and Giggle. So myself and Giggle said, Shawnee, come on, let's get going here. We'll get the show back on the road. So we're back for a limited run, Giggles. Is your what you're thinking?
We've 8 episodes. We get 5 in over the provincials, and we'll get the 3 in for the quarterfinals, semifinals, finals.
Yep.
That'd be a good run, wouldn't it?
Yep, sounds reasonable to me.
Anyone looking to sponsor the show for 7 more episodes?
Yeah.
Get in contact with
gdaga@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
gdaga@leamlinhead.com.
Cake, though. No, we don't want sponsorship from King Kong Media. That's the one we don't want.
Dodgy boxes, no. We're gone clean from them now.
Yeah.
So we are going to look ahead, obviously, to Munster Championship this weekend. We've got a Giggles Corner and Leinster Championship kicking off. And I think just before we get into any of it, it's great how exciting it is about the hurling this weekend, no matter what, because every game matters instantly, right? Whereas we look at the football, the giving out that's been done to football in the media and by the coaches and by the commentators and everyone about the meaningless games, you know, the Super 8 and all that, how they've made an absolute balls of it. Like, and yet, what we have in hurling, even though it's a limited field, you could say it in the top tier, but it's perfect, right? Like, I know the split season, you can argue all that stuff, but it's do or die straight away this weekend.
But do you know what it is when you think about it, right? There's how many teams in Liam McCarthy? 10, is it? There's 6 in Leinster, 11 maybe, right? Yeah. So there's 11 in Liam McCarthy. And there's probably realistically 10 or 9. And realistically, in the football, there's 8 or 9 teams that can win it as well. But they just make it 16, right? Mm. As opposed to if you take the Joe McDonagh, which is a phenomenally competitive competition because all the teams are playing at the right level against each other, Laois, Offaly, whoever else is down there, Kerry, Westmead. That's going to be a phenomenal competition. And if you had the same in football, you would have the likes of Meath and Kildare.
Well, that's the Talton thing, I suppose.
The Division 2. Hurling is broken up into 4 championships because you've got the Larry Meyer and the Nicky Rackard as well. Football is just done in 2. So the 16th best team, imagine if the 16th best hurling team, let's say that was Mayo, played Limerick, right? The mismatch that would be there, it would be bananas. And that's what's happening in football the whole time. You've got someone like Fermanagh, the 16th best team, playing Dublin, and they get absolutely hockeyed. What would be amazing this weekend, lads, this is the hurling show, but imagine, if Waterford footballers put off their second victory in 2 weeks and beat Clare, they probably won't, but it's not unbelievably unlikely. They will be in the Munster football final, which means they will be guaranteed a place as second seed in the groups of 4 in the Maguire competition.
Yeah, oh my God,
so you'd have a group of Dublin, Mayo, Derry and Waterford in football. I'd love to see it. That would make an absolute hams of it. But anyway.
Yeah.
We won't talk about football.
Football. But it is interesting that Ciarán Murphy just had an article in the Irish Times about it today about straight away there's jeopardy in the Munster Championship this weekend. Now, Leinster's obviously the same, but look, being realistic about it, you know, you've got Kilkenny and Antrim and Dublin Wexford who probably aren't going to be contending in the latter championships, but it's amazing what is on offer this weekend in Munster. It's so exciting. Anyway, let's get into it. So, Munster Championship, Giggles, you know, we've got Clare Limerick's 2 o'clock, I'm right in saying that, and Cork Waterford 4.
That's the one.
Both on GAA Go, I'm right in saying that as well.
Both on GAA Go, yeah. I think both on telly as well, both on RT.
Oh, are they on RT as well?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's start with Clare and Limerick. Obviously, Clare off the back of a league final win, myself and Giggles were over in Turles at that final. No tee pass this time, though. We were just on regular tickets in the middle of the field with season tickets, but not tea pass tickets. So sorry about that, Giggles. We didn't get you in for the tea. Giggles ended up bringing pizza for me instead, which was nice. even though it was
any strikes for the boys,
any strikes for the lads. Shawnee's on his phone already, only 5 minutes in. But Clare did look good, right? And Limerick, it's going to be interesting, I think, on the back of, you know, a sloppy league semi-final against Kilkenny. Not going to be reading too much into that, but Clare at home against Limerick, Tony Kelly back into that mix, no matter what, after winning the national title, I fancy Clare for this one.
What do you think, Shani?
Yeah, no, I was waiting for you to go jump in. no, just looking from afar, obviously, and looking through the league campaign, seeing how they finished up, you know, Clare are the form team at the moment. They've shown that over the last 10, 12 weeks. Very impressive in the league final. They seem to have, you know, strength all over the field, but also depth as well. Like, there's a lot of players to come back. Yeah, Tony Kelly didn't feature at all in the league. You know, you have strong people like Shane Amora coming on. You know, they're finishers for Clare. And I think, you know, we've seen so many times before where, you know, the league, where potentially teams have peaked a little bit too early, but in the latter years with this new championship structure, it seems like it is a bit of a springboard. Teams haven't got it spot on yet, but I feel like, you know, in the last year or two with Limerick and that, I think I would go along with Liam in terms of a Clare victory on this one as well. I think this is the time to catch. This is the time and the year to catch Limerick. And we've talked about it before in terms of if you need to catch them in Munster. That's where you're going to stop Limerick winning in All-Ireland, is in those round-robin games or the Munster Championship games. Like, you're not going to take them down when they get to Croke Park. But I think Clare are poised as anybody else in Munster at the moment. And they probably are. Looking at the league and what form we can see from now, they seem to be the team that should be able to take them down.
Giggles.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game on Sunday in Clare versus Limerick.
Given good weather, it's going to be sunny, Giggles, apparently.
Given good weather, right? But you've got Adam Hogan, who is probably the best defender on form in the country at the moment, Clare cornerback. And beside him, you've got Connor, the Colossus Connor Cleary. And you've got a Limerick full forward line who are not on form. So Galan was taken off in the league semi-final. Peter Casey is suspended. Flanagan has been in and out of the Limerick team. So Donal Dalig might get his championship debut. So I don't think there's the same potency in the Limerick full forward line versus that Clare full back line. And then up the other end of the field, I think Limerick's backs are so awesome. You're going to see Kyle Hayes come back in 100%. Declan Hannan and Burns. And you're going to have probably Sean Finn back in there, Barry Nash and Dan Morrissey. I think, one of the things I think, Liam, Clare, everyone's raving about Clare and the Bet Kilkenny, who played pretty crap in the second half and the first half, you'd argue, by 2 points. And if there was another 5 minutes in that game, Kilkenny might have snuck the lead. And if TJ Reid was playing, Kilkenny would have definitely won it because Billy Drennan missed an awful lot of frees and he missed an awful lot of wides and there was no apex to their attack at all. So I think Clare, and along with Cork, I just wonder, are both of them a bit overhyped at the moment? I don't think there's a puck of a ball between the five teams, to be honest. I think Waterford and Tip are at the bottom of the five on form and right then. I think everyone's called that out. But I think Clare and Cork might be a little bit overhyped. I think it'll be a low-scoring game, and I wouldn't back against a draw. I'm going to call a draw for Clare and Limerick this weekend, lads. No. Which will just throw it open even further.
I think a draw is a great call, and we've seen with all the Clare Limerick games over the last few years, they're single-score games almost, and there has been draws in extra time and everything. So I think it's going to go the distance. It's going to be a 1 point either side, but I do think Clare are going to edge, and I think Ennis is going to be the factor. And I think Clare don't fear Limerick. They actually don't.
No.
They don't have a thing about them, to be fair. So
it would be a savage place to go actually for the weekend up to Ennis. With Limerick coming in 17 degrees and a bit of the sunshine promised on Sunday, but we'll be going to Welsh Park, so we will.
No, I think, you know, looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I'm going to be at Kilkenny and Antrim in Nolan Park, so I'm going to miss all of Clare Limerick, but I will put it on the record and watch it later on, but I don't think we'll be able to avoid the result. On to Welsh Park then, Cork Waterford. You're saying about Cork being overhyped. like, realistic, calling them overhyped, you're saying that they're probably the third team in Munster. I don't think that's overhyping them. I presume we're saying Clare Limerick are top two. Like, I wouldn't say they're overhyped, Giles.
I just hear loads of talk about Cork going to come to Wells Park and hammer the crap out of Waterford. That's the narrative going around. They're definitely going to challenge for the All-Ireland. They've won 3 under-20s of the All-Ireland in the last 4 years. They're the coming force. They're going to be the crowd that knock Limerick off their perch. That's the narrative that's going around. That's why I kind of say they're overhyped.
Who's saying that, Shawnee?
Maybe I'm working in Cork, Liam. I just hear far
don't,
more
don't
than
listen
you do.
To that shite they go on with down there. They fucking go on with that all the time.
Look, nonetheless, they do have a very strong panel. I think they have a load of good players. Now, I think, what's his name? Declan Dalton is out, and did another injury as well that I read about there. And they're after naming their team, which has a forward line which includes Seamus Harnedy, Patrick Horgan, and Conor Lehan, right? So,
oh, wow.
What has changed in 12 years?
Jeez, that's fairly bleak. That's a fairly bleak full forward line.
No, that's not the full forward line.
I thought they're all one line. It's like, fuck.
No. So, I do think Alan Connolly coming back is a huge addition. He's about 6'3". He's after turning himself into a weapon of a man. He's a goal machine. And they've got your man from Aaron's Own, what's his name? On the bench, he's back from injury.
Robbie O'Flynn.
Fast fella, Robbie O'Flynn. If he was fully fit, he would be starting, definitely. But I think what most people from Waterford have heard nothing since the last league match about Waterford. Davies doing the hype machine saying, oh, people are making up rumours and this, that and the other. And I haven't even heard any of the rumours that Davies is saying they're coming up with. They're going to have a strong team, but they're going to have a lot of guys coming back from injury. Like, from what I believe, Irla Daly starting, Tadhg De Burca is starting, Stephen Bennett is probably going to start or come on. Michael Kiley is starting, Jamie Barron will be starting, Caelum Lyons, who was an injury worry, will be starting. Like, these lads haven't had much hurling over the last 5 months. And it's a lot to come straight back in and play a championship, bang, first game against Cork. So
I think this is a banana slip for Cork, to be honest. I really do. Like, because you went over to Waterford and Limerick in Thurles last year, giving Waterford absolutely no hope. It was going to be a 10-point-plus victory for Limerick. And we were saying, like, before we went up there, Jesus, it's going to be an awful bleak year of hurling. Like, you know, don't be stopped. And Waterford should win the match. No, they didn't, right? But, like, they poked it away. Like, they actually just drove outrageous wides and should have won that game. And what a different season Waterford would have had on the back of that. Down at Walsh Park, I actually think it's a shit place to go, right? Don't think it'll actually suit Cork.
It's a shit place to go,
it is. I was down there for Kenny Waterford in the world's worst day of weather, right? And it was atrocious for everyone. But, like, they spent a pile of money and it's still a fucking kip down there. But I think Waterford are actually going to do a number on Cork this weekend. And there's nothing to justify that with form or Waterford's history in this round robin series, right, having come nearly last in every year, I think is just that.
Yeah.
But I actually think there has to be a kick in them. There has to be. And
yeah.
I think this is the game that if they don't do this game, they're going to finish bottom of that table. If they get a win, they might get their team. Waterford teams in years gone by, they play on, you know, they go on a run, right?
Momentum is there.
So now Davey does stink up the joint. We, you know, he said Giggles, we think he's a busted flush. But is there a kick in him for this Sunday? And that's what I think is very intriguing about this game. I actually kind of know what you're going to get with Clare Limerick, but with this game, you don't know what Cork is going to turn up, because they're so bloody hot and cold as well, Shawnee. You're not in there, and Waterford have been so abysmal they couldn't be any worse. So I think it's a very interesting one for Sunday.
Yeah, I think, look, this is Munster Championship, and like, Cork aren't going to roll down into Walsh Park and just take care of business and go back out the gate again. I think historically, I know the round robin series hasn't bode well for Waterford in terms of their record, but like, Waterford had some massive results against Cork in years gone by in championship. So there's definitely that banana skin element there. I don't listen to the hype like you, Giggles, in terms of overhyping Cork, but I do think there is an air of, you know, we've won the under-20s in the last couple of years. There's an air of we have good players, and you look at them on paper, but nobody never won anything on paper, and you know, these these players still have to fucking prove that they're eligible and capable of you know, senior hurling championship victories as well. The team, in terms of, you know, a mix of, you know, those, you know, the Connerly Hands and Patrick Horgan, Seamus Hardy. Yeah, look, there is a bit of stability there in terms of that, but
stability.
We also know how
Leanne.
Like, yeah, is it just experience.
Are you giving stability as a positive, that, with Leanne?
Just let me finish. Let me finish. That's the thing. Leanne typifies your comment earlier on, Liam, about hot and cold. There's no other player that can blow hot and cold as much as him.
He could score 7 points on play on Sunday, or he'd be hauled off after 25 minutes.
Yeah. So I think in that case, look, I still believe they will win. I don't think it'll be, you know, something that's going to, they're going to be working on for score difference that will, you know, see him over the line in the end of the Munster Championship. Definitely not. I think it will be a very tight game. Walsh Park, as I said, is a very tight ground as well. Probably won't suit that Cork team. It looks like they're bringing in their youth to, you know, to use the spaces that they're not going to get in Walsh Park. It is still a very big test for this Cork team because they're trying to build a squad that can win in All-Ireland. They have the best squad they have there. Have they the right mix? I don't know. I'm not sure they do. I mean, like, Tommy O'Connell was magnificent in the half back line throughout the league campaign, and he's now in midfield. I don't know if himself and Coleman are going to switch. Coleman hasn't played a lot of hurling either this year, so
yeah, they broke his jaw. Yeah,
yeah, there's still a bit of question marks there. The full back line, Jerm Elnerick, Damien Callahan had a great year last year. Seems to be coming to form these latter years.
I'm not sure that's the fullback
that's going to win you in All-Ireland. I'm still undecided on that one as well, but yeah, look, I think they'll get the victory, but it will be very worrying, and I'd say we'll be biting our nails watching that one.
And it's interesting,
I just see the Waterford team is just named as well, lads. Caelum Lyons is wing forward.
Yeah, okay.
God knows what formation we're going to play here.
Call it out there.
Sean O'Brien is in goal. Full back line of Mark Fitzgerald, Connor Punty, near the Daly, which you would have expected. Half back line of Kieran Bennett, Tyke De Burke, and Dara Lyons. Jamie Barron and Neil Montgomery in midfield, which would be a good mobile midfield. Callum Lyons, Kevin Manny from Ballygunner, and Stephen Bennett. And Desi Hutchinson, Mikey Kiley, and Jack Prendergast.
That's a decent team. Well, interesting. Waterford, like, not looking at the odds effort too often, but they're 9-4. Like, it's mad. Like, that's mad, really, isn't it? Like, for a, like, you know, their first
two horse race,
their first game back in Walsh Park, because they haven't been to play there for the last, is 2 years giggle since the last bit, or is it just 1 year? Because
I
of
I fucking hate Walsh Park.
No, but I mean, they haven't played there in a while because of it wasn't suitable to play the matches for Curtis Asher. Yeah. So, anyway, look, looking forward to both of them. I think they're going to be two great games for very different reasons. And it's just great to be back up and running with, you know, matches with kind of wall to wall now. Shawnee, for you, what are we looking at here? You're going to fall into the trap, whereas you're going to say you're going to just going to stay up and watch Limerick and Clare and go to bed, and then you're going to keep staying up and watch Waterford and Limerick, obviously, until 3 a.m.
That's the trap. You're gonna stay up for Clare Limerick. Say, oh, I'll go to bed and get up early in the morning. That's
go straight to the gym after the Waterford Cockfest, Shawnee. Why you be playing?
And then the alternative is to don't watch him at all, go to bed early, get up early and try and watch him, but I don't know.
No, if you watch one, you're watching two. If you're watching one, you're watching two. And if you get up early, you're going to watch Cork Waterford first.
Yeah. And then you won't be able to go to bed in You won't. Yeah.
I won't lie, it's the best thing about moving back home. Not going to the match is great, but being able to just watch them at the time they're on. is one of the biggest pluses about moving home, not having to watch them in all hours of night. I don't mind the 11 o'clock at night game. That was a game I always liked, if there's a 2 o'clock throw-in in Kilkenny or in Ireland. But after that, is a bit of a nightmare. Okay, moving on from Munster Championship Giggles. We're going to Giggles Corner coming up next. Traveling in a Friday combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. First Giggles Corner of the year. What have you got for us?
Liam's on a roll here, Shawnee. He's fucking moving aside. He didn't even ask us for our opinion. Who's going to win the match?
I did.
We haven't done a podcast for 2 years, and he's already
Guys, I told us, I said we're doing 40. We're doing 40 minutes here. I can see on the clock.
I like this. No, I like the efficiency. Fair play to you. You're not out of touch at all.
No. I was on.
I don't know. Will
I'm going for Waterford, by the way. Like I'm going for Waterford. Sorry, not Cork Waterford match.
You didn't know you said that, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Gilles?
And who are you going for, Shawnee? I didn't say anything yet.
I'm going for Cork, but it's marginally.
Cork marginally, Gilles.
Head says Cork.
Oh, no, Giggles. Who are you going for?
Have to go for the heart. No.
Who are you tipping?
Waterford.
Okay.
Who are you, Lyle? Oh, actually, speaking of who you, Lyle, we had to ring who you, Lyle, recently to see if we could get Sean's passport. He wanted Lyle to us, lads. He couldn't get the passport. What's his name? Matty McGrath, isn't he?
Yeah, because he knew well you wouldn't vote for Giggles. He knew well you were full of shit.
I'll take his seat, yeah. Don't worry, lads. So tip.
Who are you, Lyle? Giggles, my reference.
Random one. I don't know, did I do this with G or who was I doing it with on text messages? But yeah, I have the analysis here anyway. So I said I'd better use it rather than go and recreate something. But since I was born in 1984, right? How many...
40 years ago, 40, by the way, Giggles was 40 ago, during the week. Happy birthday, Giggles.
Yeah.
There's been actually 42 All-Irelands. I don't know how that works. But anyway, there has. Maybe the year I was born and 2024, but there's been 42 All-Irelands anyway. Oh no, sorry. There's been 42 All-Irelands because there's been replays.
Replays, yes.
That's the one. Now I'm back. Now I'm doing. How many times do you think the man of the match in the All-Ireland hurling final has not gotten an All-Star?
Okay.
Oh.
More than you think, I'd say.
I know, yeah.
Out of 42?
Out of 42 matches, yeah, or 39 years.
I'm gonna go high here. Is my guess, all right? I'm going to go an outrageously high guess of 25.
Jesus, Liam.
I've overcooked this. Over half.
I was going to say 12.
12, Shawnee. Anyone that sticks out in memory like that?
Kieran Joyce, I think.
Yeah, I knew you'd pick him, yeah. Well, I just remember you destroyed him before.
No,
because you were sent to forward for Dick Spurman on 21 final.
No, because he started the replay in 2014, having not played... No, sorry, in 20... Yeah, 2014.
2014, having not played
in the final, and Jock Brian Hogan, and he was on Bonnermar, and he absolutely cleaned Bonnermar in the final.
That happened in 2012 as well. Can you remember that, man?
That what?
2012.
Walter.
Yeah. There's two Kilkenny lads. Anyone stand out to you, Shawnee?
I don't carry things around me like Liam does, and I can't remember any from Cork, but. But I would.
Shawnee only started watching hurling around 10 years ago. That's why.
I thought, did Brian Whelan 1 year get man the match and not get an All-Star?
That was one in 1994. And he actually won Hurler of the Year the same year.
And he won Hurler of the Year. Forgot
to pick him because he was nominated in two positions. So, Sean, you were very close. 11 times it's happened.
Yeah. And I don't watch hurling at all, Liam.
So I was going. I thought it was five. I remember, and I did all my own analysis. Like, yeah, it's only five because Peter Casey got it last year, and that's what clicked. And Paul Mannion got it into football last year, and he didn't get an All-Star either. And I thought that was unusual at both codes. But Peter Casey in 2023, Kyle Hayes in 2018, Kieran Joyce in 2014, as you said, Liam, Shane O'Donnell in 2013 in the replay again. He didn't play the first game. Walter Welch in 2012.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe this one. I missed this one. Now someone texts me to say how I was wrong. JJ Delaney in 2011 got man of the match and didn't get an All-Star. That was a funny one.
That's outrageous.
Who got man of the match and didn't get an All-Star in 2008, Liam?
Brian Cody.
Yeah. Random.
Yeah. 2006? 2006 was Taggy Fogarty got man of the match.
Yeah. Very good, yeah. Ollie Baker got in 97, didn't get an All-Star. Brian Whelan, Shawnee, as you pointed out, Hurler of the Year, Man of the Match, was nominated. I think there was a voting system on in 94. Half the people voted for him at wing back, half the people voted for him at full forward. And he ended up not getting an All-Star, even though he had more votes than anyone on the team. And
that is the most outrageous one ever.
He was given his All-Star 15 years later and an apology from the All-Star committee or something random. Do you know, one of these stupid things that takes Ireland people 15 years to come around.
Fact check that. Yeah. I don't know if that's true. If he didn't get an All-Star, he didn't get an All-Star. I don't think they gave him. I think, we made a mistake.
I think, I think there was a 25-year anniversary or something like that on the All Stars, and Brian Whelan came up because he had four other ones, and they presented him with the 1994 honorary All Star.
Well, he got into that team with the Lennon was a lot of bullshit that time.
He was, yeah.
And DJ wasn't in it.
The only other one I have here for 1992, Liam. Now this will test you because you're a bit younger than us. Someone got man of the match for Kilkenny and didn't get an All Star in 1992.
Yeah, I don't know who that would be. Like John Power.
92, Willie O'Connor.
No. Full back or centre back, I think he was. Liam doesn't even know the players that played back
big
then.
Big, huge fella.
Exactly. Pat O'Neill. So, just, I couldn't, just, they kept popping.
Kilkenny people getting shafted is what the team is here. Kilkenny lads, typical. Yeah. Poor James McGarry never got an All-Star either, and he won 8 All-Irelands in the goal.
He never got an All-Star, and he never got a man of the match either. Only one goalkeeper's ever PJ got a match in Ireland for him. PJ Ryan, yeah, which he fully deserved in 2009. He kept Kilkenny in it.
He made absolutely ridiculous point blank saves that day, like ones he should never have saved.
He won Kilkenny the four in a row, basically.
Yeah, he did. Even though that was a good one, Giggs. Well done. Who are your other friends who you're texting about these things?
I don't know. I had started off that there was only seven, and lads were texting me. I goes, someone said five, and they gave me the answers. And inside the five was one answer I didn't have. I was like, oh fuck, eight. So I had to keep adding on because I was like, when I went down and did the analysis, I thought, oh, Ollie Baker, guaranteed to have gotten an All-Star 97 if he got man of the match. No, because he was such an iconic player back then. No, and same with Brian Whelan. I had missed that one, and I think JJ Delaney in 2011. They were the three I had missed. Overlooked, but they didn't get All-Stars in those years. Anyway, we're a long way from the All-Stars this year, lads. We're only at the start.
We are. Now, we will end up, I'm sure, doing, though, where we do your... I do like our kind of All-Star predictions after the round robin. We did that a few years, I think, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll do that again, definitely.
Yeah, I do like that. Okay, well, excellent Giggles Corner. We're back up and running. We'll keep us moving now. We'll keep our time here. Shawnee's got to do the school run there in a few minutes, so we got to keep things motoring here. So coming up next, we're going to have a look at the Leinster Championship.
It's always, a great cheer, to say that you walk the steps of Croke Park and you lifted the McCarthy Cup, we never changed one bit from the day we started, let's say, our first game with Glenmore. Going back to your locals and the people that you're brought up with and you're reared with, and there's nothing like going back there. Like,
the one in the fancy open top bus line, I think we had Richard Duggan's lorry, and up on the back of the lorry and off down. It's just lovely country and a few bonfires.
Lovely country people. To Kenny Antrim on Sunday in Nolan Park. And look, unfortunately, I think, we get to this point where we've talked about Munster and then we get into the round robin in Leinster, and what we've had historically in Leinster is it's kind of drab in the first few rounds, but the last day of Leinster has always been something to play for, and that's the way it's been. Yeah. It's kind of gone down with the Wexford kind of, relegation saga last year. Kilkenny have been out or not in before as well. They had to get a draw against Wexford to get in a few years ago as well. So it ends up being very exciting towards the end. Realistically, the first few, Kilkenny Galway the following week will probably be a good game. But this weekend, Kilkenny Antrim is hard to look past. Kilkenny, obviously.
Carlow Galway. Will be a cricket score, realistically. Galway are mad for road this year. They're very improved. The big game in Leinster this weekend is Dublin Wexford. It's nearly the knockout game. Yeah. It's going to be a very good game, I'd say. And Keith Rossiter seems to have given a lot of players a lot of chances, like a lot of guys you never would have heard of in the league. And now he's getting all the big guns back, like Lee Chin, Rory O'Connor, Jack O'Connor. I think there's one or two guys back in defence as well. So I think, and Micheál Donoghue, who's a serious manager in Dublin, are obviously putting a bit of money.
But does he have the players though? Do Dublin have, Michael Donoghue is probably the best manager could have up there at the moment, realistically.
Yeah.
But does he have the personnel to get something out of?
Don't think so.
No.
I don't think he does. Yeah, I think it'll be a Wexford win this weekend. Is it on in Wexford Park as well, I think, is it?
I think it is, yeah. I need to double check that. But the interesting one with Kilkenny and Antrim is, and just looking at Kilkenny and Clare, I suppose, you know, Giggles, I was saying to you, Kilkenny, if everyone's fit and Teej is playing, probably have up there, they're in the top three, I think, but in terms of teams. You take Teej out of that, which is an awful thing to say, and he's 37 this year, Kilkenny are going to struggle, I think. Like, you saw Billy Drennan was the man in,
And it's only because I think the Kilkenny half back line is probably their worst line, which means that they can afford to throw the ball high up into the sky and TJ can just read it so well. Whereas every other half back line probably in the country is looking to play the ball out, get into space and deliver a good ball into the forwards, which is the kind of new way that everyone's playing the game.
I think the problem is centre back with Kilkenny, which before used to be a problem for us, but Paddy Deegan, I don't think, is the answer. Blanchfield wing back is actually quite strong. You saw Richie Reid.
We've got one good wing back.
Richie Reid got straight. Michael Carey, you'd be hoping to come back in there. If he's fit, he's definitely, I think, an addition there. But yeah, I think that's our problem is reliance on TJ still, even though he's not TJ of all, but we're still reliant on him and Kilkenny's half back line.
Is he starting this weekend?
I tried to find, Kilkenny don't name their team until Friday night. So I would say if he's fit, they will start him. I don't think they'll hold him. So
need to pick the have you picked your fantasy team yet?
No, I don't do that, Giggles. I don't have as much time as you for all these things.
You have to pick, the key is pick all the boys in the Leinster Championship in the early rounds because they're going to put up the big cricket scores against Carlo and Antrim. No point in picking Stephen Bennett or Patrick Horgan or whoever. But I think
Antrim, you could see a classic Kenny Antrim game where Antrim win at half time or something like this. I'm just saying, that happens. It can happen, right?
This game is going to be over at halftime, Dean.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Antrim
are coming down to Kilkenny. Kilkenny have lost the league final. They are going to get slaughtered. They're not the team that they were last year. They've lost about five or six players from last year, retirements, guys not going back. This ain't going to be pretty.
I think Kilkenny are going to win well no matter what, but I wonder are we going to see one of those bit of a malaise for the first 25 minutes. Anyway, look, there's not much to get excited about that. I will be in Nolan Park looking forward to it in the 18 degrees. I do think there'll be max 5,000 at that match because a lot of Kilkenny people will stay at home to watch Clare Limerick. That's just a fact. They'll stay at home to watch that match on the telly, which is unfortunate.
5,000, you reckon, at Nolan Park?
I reckon. Yeah.
That'd be low, wouldn't it? That'd be a record low for Kilkenny championship match.
I can't see it. The following weekend, Kilkenny Galway, there'll be a great crowd up at that. That's something Galway looking forward to that. Now we're going up to that for the weekend. But I just can't see more than 5,000 in the park. Can't see it. Now we do have Wexford at home, the last game. That will be, I think, you'll have 45.
It'll be ultimately a Leinster semi-final, probably, won't
probably
it?
Will probably be, end up being that. Because I'd say Kilkenny probably could lose to Galway up in Galway. Don't have a great record up there. And then all of a sudden, then we'd have beaten Dublin and beaten, we'll say,
Antrim and Carlow.
And you'd have to go beat.
To be great to have an old free pass to go into the Leinster Championship for another year, wouldn't it?
But the funny thing then is, though, Clare beat Limerick, and we think if Kilkenny got Clare in the Leinster semi-final, I'd say they'd beat him again.
You'd be delighted, yeah.
I'd be delighted if Kilkenny got Clare as well. It dispels all that stuff once you get out of. So this rubbish about the Leinster Munster thing, no matter what, Kilkenny and Galway are going to be in Ireland semi-finals and they're going to be, they're going to be up there competing the same way. So
it's just the imbalance of it, because Kilkenny and Galway, I don't think Kilkenny's team pound for pound is much better than the Waterford team pound for pound, player for player. They have a different ethos.
Yeah, that's
right? They have a consistency. So no, I do acknowledge that.
I would say pound for pound, there's a lot of lads better, though. I don't think you have an equivalent of an Adrian Mullen there or an Owen Cody. Maybe Desi Hutchinson, but
David Hutch, Stephen Bennett when he's fit, Michael Kiley, Jamie Barron,
Michael Kiley. Who are you comparing Michael Kiley with? Adrian Mullen.
Billy Drennan.
But I don't know.
It's like looking at the Cork team. They look great on paper, but it's, when it comes to these big important matches, Kilkenny have proven it.
They're more than the sum of their parts. Kilkenny will be more than the sum of their parts, is what I agree.
To prove he's worth.
Yeah. Kilkenny will be more in some of their parts. But look, I think what will happen with Kilkenny this year, and it could easily happen like it happened the last 2 years, if they get to Leinster final, it's going to be against Galway, probably. That's a 50-50 match. Galway are due to beat Kilkenny in a Leinster final, but there's a good chance it could go their way. And next minute, they're in a semi-final, and then you could be in a final again. You know, like, that's happened the last 2 years.
How did we get here, lads?
Yeah, how are we here? We're here again. You know, and you. So it's a really strange one. Kilkenny won the last four nights as well.
What did Liam say for the last 5 years? Kilkenny are shite. Kilkenny are shite.
I know. I do think they're shite.
We didn't poke up a ball of winning All Ireland 2 years ago.
We're no good. We're no good. Now we never win the All Ireland. But sure, we're not.
The bar is the All Ireland, though. That's what our bar is comparing to. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're good enough to win All Ireland, unfortunately. But they could well be in the final again. If it's not Limerick, I give them any chance. But if Limerick get, as you said, if Limerick get out of Munster, it's 5 in a row all day. Can't see me in bed.
Game over.
So look,
we have to go. Who's your three in Leinster? Who's your three in Munster? Leinster, Munster, and Ireland win it before it all starts. Team.
Okay, my three in Leinster are going to be Kilkenny, Galway, Wexford. My three in Munster are
in that order.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then three in Munster are Clare, Limerick. I think Cork are going to get in. I do think they'll. I don't think Tipper will do it. And then All Ireland final, it's hard to say. See past Limerick, like I just unless you
who's
know
winning, who's winning Munster and Leinster.
Who's winning? Like I think that kind of bit's a bit irrelevant, really, for me because I think Kilkenny could win Leinster, and I think Clare could win Munster.
Kenny Clare. Kenny Clare All Ireland final. You take that, Liam, wouldn't you?
Oh, jeez, I would. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. I'd definitely take that.
I'd be shitting that one now myself, to be honest.
You love
love Clare and Croke Park. I love Clare and Croke Park.
You love playing Clare and Croke Park,
Now, that has to end at some stage, but, you know, if it was in an Ireland final, I think they'd really fucking bottle it up there. You know. Some of us are mad, like.
What about you, Johnny?
I'd say Galway, Kilkenny, Wexford, and I'll say... Yeah, I kind of around the same lines as Liam. Clare, Limerick, Cork. Winners of Leinster, Munster, I'd say Galway, Limerick, because I think Limerick win the All-Ireland again.
The 5 in a row will be done. Would that sicken you, Liam, if Limerick win the 5 in a row?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I think it's sicken a lot of us.
No, they deserve it. Like, you know, it just sickens me. Like,
well, if they win it, they deserve it.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, they're being an unbelievable team. Yeah. Like, you know, they're an unbelievable team. Yeah. You know, but it's hard to watch. What's yours? Can't wait to see where you put Whopper.
It's hard to watch, Liam, but like you can feel the pain of all of us sitting watching Kilkenny.
It was just
same old. Like, they're just going to win. That's it.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works, right? Limerick, Cork, and Waterford.
Oh, I knew you'd put Waterford in the top three.
Limerick, Cork, Waterford. Okay.
Sean's happy though because you put Cork.
Clare not even there.
I tell Clare you now, that's Limerick will. I can only call the draw, but if Limerick beat Clare this weekend, Clare do not have a good record against Cork and they have to go to Páirc Uí Chaoimh next week.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
After losing to Limerick.
Yeah. Do you know what could be unbelievable? There's a good chance of this, I think. Clare lose their first match and Cork lose their first match and then it's Clare-Cork in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. That's an unbelievable scenario, isn't it? That's a knockout game.
Everyone's a winner, Liam. Everyone's a winner.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so brilliant about this weekend. Right, okay. That's a bit of a curveball there, right? Fair enough.
I think we've got Galway, Wexford, Kilkenny, and I think
Galway, Wexford, Kilkenny. Are you putting Kilkenny third?
I think we're going to see a Galway, Wexford, Leinster final.
Oh wow!
Whoa!
Wow!
I think Wexford have beaten Kilkenny for the last 2 years.
Kilkenny
in a row.
Have not beaten Wexford in this round robin. I can't tell you when the last time. I don't think they have.
I don't think they have beaten.
They lost down to Wexford last year. They lost to them in Kilkenny the year before and Kilkenny still got to the Leinster final even though Wexford beat them the last day. And then we had the COVID situation which wasn't...
They didn't play each other.
They didn't play each other.
It was knocked out.
Yeah.
And in 2019, there was a draw.
There was a draw.
Wexford won the Leinster.
Yeah, there was a draw.
By a point.
Yeah. So, Wexford don't give a shit about playing Kilkenny. It's mad, like. You know,
they don't. And as I said, that's going to be billed, I would imagine, if Wexford beat Dublin this weekend, as a Leinster semi-final, because I think Galway will beat Kilkenny. I think there's a lot of pressure on Henry Shefflin to deliver Galway.
And Johnny Glynn is back.
All these players back. Big Johnny Glynn is back by the chokehold.
Yeah.
There'll be no boys coming messing with him.
Yeah.
I think Galway will be Leinster, lads. And I think,
we started him up in Dunamore for giggles a few years ago, didn't we?
Oh, we did, Shawnee Boy. I say you wouldn't fancy if you came at you with a chokehold, though. Jesus, not with the 91 kgs anyway. Maybe when you're 95 or 96, you would have been all right.
Go on, geez, who's been learned?
Galway, Limerick. We're not going any controversial with that. That's going to be the way. And I'd say a Galway Limerick final would be a good game, actually. But lads, we've got the hope. We've got the hope. The hope is the thing that kills us all, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what the great thing is? We've actually got 3 months of Grey Hurling coming out ahead of us. Like, it's 3 months we have. Like, it's, you know, people complain about, but it's 12 solid weeks of great championship. So I'm excited for
it. And it's so good that it's back to back, like, isn't it? It's every week, like.
And Shawnee, what day are you back in Ireland?
Back in the 12th of June.
Till the
14th of July, so I'll make a semi-final.
You make an Ireland semi-final.
I won't be around for the Ireland.
Yeah, make an Ireland semi-final. Okay, fantastic.
So hopefully we get there.
Yeah, it'd be great to get there.
If Cork get to the Ireland final, Shawnee, will you be allowed to pull the extra week card for you and the lads?
Nah.
Not a chance.
Jesus, Shawnee, I'd be pulling that card 100%. Oh, my God.
There is one possibility, and that's because I'm meant to go to the UK to do something for work.
There we go. There's your angle.
Do pull it there. Yeah, so I'm holding that in the back pocket. The missus doesn't listen to the podcast. You're right.
Yeah. I remember I was home in 2012 for my cousin's wedding in Kilkenny, Galway. And I was flying back the next day after the Ireland final, and it was a draw. And I was like, fuck that, I'm not going back. So I stayed for an extra.
For 3 weeks.
I stayed for an extra 3 weeks.
Gee. On your own.
Yeah, I was before my Tanya.
I know kids.
It's God's my boss that said, look, this was after happening. It's never happened. Like, a draw in an Ireland hurling final hadn't happened in,
It's never happened.
Like ridiculous. But he was a sports fella, in fairness, and I get a bit of unpaid leave, but there was no problem with it. And then I flew out the next day after they won. Oh, I was deadly going back now. It was really good. Big Wally. Scored the 1-3 whatever we got in 2012.
That would be a nice end after, right? That would be a nice end.
So, Shawnee, I hope you don't get that. So, I hope Carter. Couldn't think of anything worse. Do you know what? Sorry, actually, do you know what's worse?
What team?
I'd rather Limerick win the fucking Ireland than Cork. I'd say that now.
So, there you go. What team? Out of all the teams, Liam, what team would you hate to win the Ireland the most?
Cork, I just said it. I'd rather Limerick win 5 in a row than Cork win the Ireland this year. That would be worse.
That's a big statement.
Shawnee, what's the worst team? What's the worst team that you would hate to win the All Ireland this year?
Oh, Kilkenny. I can't stand them.
Yeah. Would you really though, Shawnee?
Yeah. Oh, like to start the 5 in a row? No, I actually prefer to see Limerick win the 5 in a row. Yeah. See,
we're not sickening as Edo. Do you know what I mean?
We are sickening.
No.
I would have said that as well, Liam, until I met you, to be honest. I will never forget, right? I've never shouted for Cork in my life. And when we put on the bet, I was down with my father. We're at Kerry versus Mayo down in Killarney, right? Lovely summer's day. And Cork were playing Kilkenny on the television before we went up to the match in St. Brendan's Park in Killarney. And it was the day Patrick Horgan scored 3-10.
Yeah, 2019.
He got the goal. He got the goal on his knees.
Yeah.
And I was like, go on, Cork. And my father goes, what the fuck are you shouting for Cork for? I was like, oh, you haven't met Liam Lenehan.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable game. Actually, TJ, I think, scored something. I think TJ was the winner of the game for Kilkenny and that. I don't know what happened, but yeah, Patrick Horgan cut loose. I've lost Shawnee and Giggles. Oh, are you back? We've lost you on TV.
Good, we don't have to listen to him.
Oh, no.
All right.
I cut you off.
No, you're back. Look, we caught it, Danny. We're up on time, and Shawnee's got to go bring the kids to school. Me and Giggles are up here. It's 10 past 11 at night. Jesus Christ, we're exhausted. Grand for Shawnee, the whole day ahead of him. Had a bit of a lie in there.
We've got the Irish work ahead of us, Liam. Not the Australian work ahead of us.
Yeah, we actually have to do a day's work
tomorrow.
Tougher days. We have to do a day's work tomorrow. Anyway, look, Giggles, thanks for joining. Shawnee, thanks for joining. Looking forward to the weekend of hurling.
Great to be back, Liam.
Great to be back.
Well done. Thanks for making it.
No worries, lads. We'll see you again soon. Mind yourselves.